Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for a new episode of TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of EMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, I'm excited to be here today. I thought you might like that intro there, guys. Thank you. Hey, guys, listen, you know how we do it before we get started. I got to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, that's your shout out. Everybody around the world knows your name. Guys, listen, real quick, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. Listen, guys, I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. All around the world, the show seems to be taking off. Listen, if it is 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain, you know TMD is streaming. Guys, I am so glad that you're here. All across the globe, people are watching and listening to the show. Places like Australia, Trinidad, New Zealand, and Canada, just to name a few. Well, maybe you're saying, Travis, man, I've been watching and listening to the show since day one. Thank you. I'm so glad and appreciative of your faithfulness to the show. And maybe, just maybe, this is your first time tuning in, your first time listening to the show. Let me tell you and take the time to tell you thank you so much for joining in and listening to the show. Guys, if you did not catch it, today's topic that we're going to talk about is glitch. Yeah, today's topic, guys, is glitching. I'm super excited to get started, so let me join in and talk about it. But before I do, guys, this week we celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, and I want to say that we celebrated as day of what he accomplished for us. He was a very great humanitarian and a great visionary and a very great dreamer. His dream has inspired so many to live out their best lives and to embrace the differences of others. Listen, the day is not about one person or one people. It's about all of us who desire to dream and to unite and understand that we are stronger together than we will ever be apart. Man, dreams aren't meant to die. They are meant to grow and to inspire future generations. And his dream did just that. Guys, I want to dive right into the show because I'm super excited. Listen, so today's topic, as we talked earlier, guys, is glitch. Yeah, it's glitch. That little funny jumping of the picture when you're watching it. And there's probably nothing more irritating than while watching a good show or movie, and right at the good part, something goes wrong with the picture and it begins to glitch. Yeah, I mean, right at the part you've been waiting to see, right after, you know how it is, you're watching a good TV show or a good movie, you're streaming it, and right at the part of the buildup. It's been built up to this part. And right at the part you've been hoping to see, right at the part you've been waiting to see, it begins to glitch. You've waited 30 minutes or however long the program or the movie is. You've waited the entire time, and right at the moment you've been hoping to see, it begins to glitch. Right when you said, man, I can't wait to see what happens next. And before you can see what happens next, it begins to glitch. How many of you listening and watching have ever heard of a glitch? If you've ever heard of something that's a glitch, a glitch can occur for multiple reasons. Yeah, it can occur for many reasons. It can occur when an electronic device is not updated. Think about that for a minute. When there's new data on an old device, and the old device doesn't know how to interpret the data, then the picture becomes distorted and it starts glitching. Isn't life sometimes that way? Right when you've been waiting for something to happen, right when you've been waiting for good news to drop, things begin to glitch. Think about that for a minute. A glitch can happen, or it can occur when there is new information being poured into an old device, and the old device doesn't know how to interpret the new data. And as a result, it begins glitching. It begins to glitch. And I want to ask a question. With that being said, is it possible that some of us aren't able to see things clearly because we're trying to use new information on an old device? I want you to look at this picture. Yeah, it's all distorted. It's all glitched up. We can't quite see what it is. We have an image of what it might look like. We have an image of what we think it is, but the picture isn't quite clear because it's in the middle of a glitch. Is it possible that some of us aren't able to see the things clearly that we think we should see because we're in the middle of a glitch? Is it possible we can't see how good things really are? It's because we're in a glitch. Is it possible we can't see good things about ourselves because we're in the middle of a glitch? Maybe our picture is distorted. Maybe our picture isn't quite clear because maybe we are looking at things in a glitch. Maybe we're trying to use new information on an old device, and all we can see is the glitch. Just because something proved to be successful in one place does not mean that will carry over to a different place. This is true in the workplace. This is true in our homes. It's true in our relationships with others. Listen, we can't interpret the data that they are sending us with the same mind, the same approach that we always have. Because if we do, we'll find ourselves viewing it, looking at it with a glitch. We won't see the clear picture. All we'll see is the glitch. And it won't matter how new the information is if we have the same old approach to it as before. It won't matter if the information is brand new, fresh off the press, we could have gotten it 5 minutes ago. But if we approach it with the same manner, we'll still have the same glitch. It won't matter how new the information is. If we had the same approach to it as before, what will begin to happen is things won't look as clearly as they should. And there's some of us right now where some things just don't look as clearly as they should. We say, it's a brand new year. Things should look clearly for me. But if we're having the same approach that we had previous times, all we're going to see is the same glitch. It won't matter how new the year is. It won't matter if it's a brand new month. It won't matter if it's the 10th or the 17th. If we have the same approach, we'll always have the same glitch. What will begin to happen is things don't look as clearly as they should, because anytime there is new information on an old device, there will always be a glitch in the system. Some of us right now are dealing with glitches, and it has nothing to do with us as an individual, and it has more to do with our approach to something. Yeah, it has more to do with our approach. It has nothing to do with you as an individual. It doesn't mean you're less valuable. It doesn't mean you're less important. It doesn't mean that you don't matter. It has to do with our approach. And sometimes when a glitch appears, we think we are no longer valuable. We think we're not important. We think we just are a mess up. We think we are a mistake. That's not the case. That's not always the point. The problem is our approach. If we have the same approach, we're going to have the same glitch. Some of us right now are dealing with some glitches. It's the third week into a new year. And as long as we approach this year the same way we did the last one, the excitement and the momentum that we had will begin fading. Now, if we begin to approach this January the same way we did the previous Januaries, we will always end up with the same glitch. And we say, and we'll begin to wonder and think, why am I beginning to feel this year like I did last year? Why is this year begin to seem like last year? Check ourselves. Are we approaching it with the same thought? Are we approaching it with the same mindset? Are we saying it's just another year? It's not just another year. It is something different, something new. And as long as we approach it with the same mindset, we'll always have the same glitch. Look at it this way. Years ago, you would have thought it was an impossibility that we could all make video calls from a telephone. Yeah, we would have thought it was an impossibility to make video calls using a telephone. But look at us now. We can make a video call anywhere around the world. But if we had kept the same mindset that we only want to make a phone call, if we had kept the same mindset of those who had invented the phone, that we only want to just talk on it, if we kept the mindset that we only want to talk on it, then the video call would have never been invented. We would have never had the mindset to say, instead of just talking to someone, why not look at them while we talk to them? See, there are some things that only come about if we change how we think, if we had only settled for just talking to someone, we would have never come up with the concept. We would have never thought that if we can talk to them, then we can see them. So we have to change our approach. Otherwise, we end up with the very same glitch. Yeah, we'll end up with the same glitch. We know there's an image there, but we can't quite make it out because we're caught in a glitch. We're caught in a glitch, which makes me think of something else. Sometimes when I'm watching a video online or I'm streaming a video in the house, and sometimes I'm streaming it, and sometimes the video that I'm watching begins to do what's called, it begins to buffer. It just starts buffering. And you know what I mean when it says buffering, how that little circle appears on the screen and that little circle just goes around. Let me show you what I'm talking about. When a video starts buffering, this is what you see. Yeah, that's what you see when a video begins to buffer. That little circle just keeps going around and around and around in a circle. Buffering occurs, and I had to understand what causes this. So I understood this. Buffering occurs when information or data is downloaded from one source. So it's downloaded from a source, and that information or that data is ready to be used. But the thing that is designed to use the information is not ready to use what has been downloaded. So anytime we see a video buffering, it has the right information. But the thing designed to use it has not caught up with the information or data that it has. So it has the right information, but the thing that is designed to use the information has not caught up with the data to use it. So what happens is we end up with more information than we are using. And as a result, it begins lagging behind. Yeah, the reason we see that circle going around in circles, it's because it's lagging behind. It doesn't mean something necessarily is broken. It could mean that you have more information than you are using. Is there anybody?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes it can seem that way, that we have more information than we are using. And when that occurs, what happens is this right here. Is we find ourselves going around in circles. When we have more information than we are willing to use, we go around in circles. When we have more information than we are using, we find ourselves going in circles. We just end up buffering. Yeah, we got good dreams, but we're buffering. We have good ideas, but we're buffering. We have good thoughts, but we are buffering. We have a good idea for a good book, but we're buffering. We won't put it down. We have, listen, some of us, some people will carry good ideas for 10 to 20 years of their life and never put it to use. And all the idea is doing in their head is just buffering. They tell you their idea, and you say, that's a great idea, but they'll never use it. And in their minds, that idea is just continues to buffer. We start off with good energy, start off motivated. When this year began, many of us at midnight said, Happy New Year. We celebrate it. We clap. We sing. We clap. We dance. We make noise. We had noisemakers. But now the third week into the new year, and this noise has stopped. The clapping has stopped. The jumping has stopped. The good ideas we had has come to a cease, because the idea now is buffering. As long as we don't do anything with the information, it will continue to buffer in our minds. Listen, something that can keep us lagging behind, because as long as we have the information and we don't use it, it will cause us to lag behind. And something that can keep us lagging behind is fear. We're afraid. Fear will cause us to buffer. We can have good information, but if we are too afraid to put it into action, we won't see the picture we should be seeing. In other words, we'll see this. We can have good information, but if we are too afraid to put it into action, we won't see the picture we should be seeing. We will only buffer. If we become too afraid to step out on the information that we hear, that we know is good, we will buffer. If we're too worried about what someone else thinks of us, we will buffer. And all this means is we won't go forward. We won't go backwards. We just remain where we are. And listen, and if you have ever seen a video buffer, it doesn't make any progress. It doesn't lose any ground. It just buffers. Let me put back up that video of a video that's buffering. Yeah, as you can see, it doesn't show you what's coming next. It doesn't show you what's behind you. All it sees is just buffering. All it does is just buffering. If you've ever seen a video buffer, it doesn't make any progress. It doesn't go forward or backwards. It just buffers. And then we'll see that little circle beginning to spin on the screen, because it's buffering. It's lagging behind. It's trying to catch up. And listen. And I know a lot of times we give catching up a bad rap. We look at catching up as a negative thing. We may look at catching up as something that means it's awful, that means you're bad, you're terrible, you did something wrong. I know a lot of times we look at catching up as a negative. Now, I know the idea of catching up isn't for everybody, and we've got to stop looking at catching up that way. Maybe we should look at catching up in a different perspective. Maybe we should kind of absorb catching up as a different perspective than what we may have been introduced to it. Now, the idea of catching up isn't for everybody. Let me just throw that out there. The idea of catching up isn't for everybody, but catching up is much better than staying put. There's nothing wrong with catching up, because catching up means you're moving. It means you're gaining ground. Yeah, it may feel as if you are losing. It may seem as if you're standing still. But if you don't mind doing a little catch up, you will gain ground. It may seem like you're the last on the list. It may seem like you will never be chosen. But if you don't mind a little catch up, you will gain ground. They may have never chosen you. You may never have been selected. It might take you more effort than it took someone else. But if you don't mind a little catch up, you will gain ground. I know it felt like you were losing. I know it seemed like you're standing still. But if you don't mind some catch up, you will gain ground. You might have been delayed, and some things might have been put off. But if you don't mind the catch up, you can gain ground. There have been many sports teams in which the only way one team was going to win is they had to catch up. Listen, don't worry about catching up. Just keep moving. It ain't for everybody anyhow. Yeah, catching up ain't for everybody anyhow. It's only for those who are tired of standing still. It's only for those who are tired of taking one step forward only to have to take two steps backwards. It's only for those who what you might call the enough is enough people. Yeah, yeah. Enough is enough people. That's what ketchup is for. It's not for everybody. It's not for the weak. It's not for those who are satisfied with how things are. It's not for those who are just settled for where things are. It's not for those. It's for those people that you might call enough is enough people. Yeah, it's for every person that made up their mind they will not buffer again, who will say, it's the last time I go around and around. It's the last time I use my energy and get no place, because enough is enough. Yeah, it's not for everybody. Yeah, catch up is not for everybody. It's for those who said, I'm tired of standing still. I'm tired of having good ideas but do nothing with it. I'm tired of having dreams, but nothing comes out of it. Listen, Martin Luther King Jr. talked about his dream. Maybe it's time to tell your dream. Maybe it's time to pursue what's been on your mind. Listen, right before something begins to buffer, there will always be a glitch. Yeah, there will always be signs of buffering, but it comes in the form of a glitch. When buffering begins, that means it's either falling behind or it's losing its connection. So don't lose your connection. Connect to something that will continue to feed you the right signal. Connect to something that continues to feed you the right information. Because if we lose our connection, not only will we fall behind, but we will lose the right information. And we could be 30 years old trying to use information that is 15 years obsolete. So if we are not connected to something that can feed us a good signal, that can continue to feed us positive information. Listen, find it. Even if it's a song, find him. If it's a book, find him. If it's therapy, find it. Listen, the word glitch itself, the word glitch is derived from the word glittish, which is Yiddish for slippery place, and from the word glittishin, meaning to slide or glide. And the word glitch was used in the 1940s by radio announcers to indicate an on-air mistake that was made. So there would be these radio announcers doing their on-air program, and they would have gotten into their own little groove. You know how it is, your favorite DJ is on, and you can hear them talking, and they're playing the music you like, and you flowing with the vibe, and you got the music playing, and the DJ's talking. He's talking right along with the music, and the vibe is going, and everything's flowing. And all of a sudden, they would make a mistake. They have had that good little momentum flowing, and think about your favorite radio station, and all of a sudden, but then a mistake would happen. Listen, everything that has been coming up so far seems to be trying to drain your momentum. The year started off well, but it's trying to drain your momentum. Or maybe you say, Travis, my year didn't start off as well as I thought it would. And the momentum you thought you would start off with, it seemed to be draining that as well. But this stuff came up to drain your momentum. The moment you got in your groove, something came up. Listen, it's only the third week in the new year, and already some of us are feeling the weight. It's just the third week in the new year, and some of us are already feeling the pressure. Prices going up on bread, prices going up on eggs. I heard somebody say this: the price of eggs are going up so high that chickens will start wearing Jordan. Yeah, that's how high that the prices of eggs are going up. It's just the third week in the new year, and there's already social unrest. It's just the third week in the new year, and some of us are already feeling anxiety. But we can't allow what we have been feeling to interfere with our momentum and or change our mood. It's just a glitch. Yeah, it warps our morale. It warps our energy. Yeah, everything that you've been feeling, it warps your morale. It's going to steal your energy. The thing about a glitch is this: no matter what causes it, it will always distort the true picture. That's why you can't believe everything someone says about you. Because the more we believe the negative things others say about us, the more we believe the negative comments we say about ourselves, it begins to distort the true picture of who we are. See, this is the true picture. Yeah, that's a nice looking car. You would have never thought it was this, but it was caught in a glitch. You never would have thought that this looked like this, but it was caught in a glitch. That's why you can't believe and go on everything somebody says about you, because they'll have you believing, they'll have you thinking that this is what you are, when really, this is what you are. You have been caught in a glitch, but get our connection together, because we're coming out of our glitch. You ain't what they said about you. You ain't what they wrote about you on social media. And it does not matter how many times they send it in a text. It does not make it any truth than the first time they sent it. They can send it in your DM, but it doesn't make it true. There are talents and abilities that you had no idea you were capable of. because you were in a glitch. But we are making up our mind that we are fixing our glitch. There won't be any more buffering. There won't be any more lagging behind because we're catching up. We're going to make good, positive connections. Don't be afraid to take the next step because we are coming out of our glitch. That's your time. And folks, it's been a real blast. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page that Tell Me Something Good with Capital T. Don't forget to tune in right here each Thursday, new time, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. And you can stream in your favorite podcast platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, thanks for tuning in as always. If you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out here. I gotta go.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.